But when we make connections, either with brands, like PR people, or with influencers on our trips, I always second guess if it's real connections. You know? I'm like, a few comments here and there after the trip, but then where are you? You know?
Yeah. Where's the love?
Hi, this is Iris.
And this is Sophia.
And you're listening to Undressed.
Hello.
Hi, everyone.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. How are you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Like, we've been shooting since the morning, so I'm tired. And yesterday, as you know, I was like almost dead. I spent the entire day in my bed because I was having this food poisoning thing that I don't know where it came from. It was out of the blue, but I thought I was going to die. I never felt this bad before. I never had food poisoning before.
Yeah, I remember you telling me and I remember thinking like, she's so lucky because food poisoning is the worst.
It's awful. Yeah. It was awful. I threw up like 10 times in a night and I didn't have anything more to throw up. So I was just like struggling. And I'm like, I can't breathe because like I want to throw up, but nothing comes out. And it was awful. But I was like super tired. My body ached. So I was like, what is this? But luckily, I woke up feeling better today. So all good. And what else? You were also a little tired because I know like our day wasn't easy.
Yeah.
It was like 26 degrees yesterday and today was so cold.
Yeah, so cold. And it rained a little bit and it's going to rain tomorrow and the rest of the week. So we're going to go we're going to do like a 360 degrees flip on the weather and it's going to be winter again over
here. And it's crazy because now it's officially spring.
Yeah.
So I thought it was going to move to the better, the weather, but it's coming backwards. So now it's more cold. But you came back from Budapest?
Yes. I came back from a little trip, a 4-day trip from Budapest. And I cannot recommend it enough. I had been before, like I told you, like 11 years ago. It was my like high school graduate last year trip. Sometimes the schools do that, at least here in Portugal. And yeah, it was my destination. And I don't know, I think my school was not very good at planning because I got the idea that Budapest was really small and it had like literally zero things to do and to see. But it's quite the opposite. If I had more days there, I would see more things. Of course, now I think like since it passed 10 years, there's more like coffee shops, cute coffee shops and cute like thrift stores. But I think it's like the European city that has more of other European cities.
Yeah.
Like there were places that look like Porto, there were places that look like Lisbon, places that look like Copenhagen, Paris, Spain. It's like a huge mix. And you can also feel that I feel like it's definitely one of the cities with more history that I've been to.
Nice.
But it also has like quite a sad history. But yeah, I think it's really nice. It's really good to go and to soak it all in.
Nice. What was your like favorite thing there?
I think either going to the thermal baths because it's like a huge culture there. And they have so many. And they're really beautiful inside and out. And it's nice because we went like a whole afternoon and it was really relaxing. We left it for the last day. So it was really nice. And we also did a cruise across because Budapest has so many bridges like us. So we also did a cruise and we booked it for like the sunset time. So it was really nice as well.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Sounds really great.
Yeah.
Need to visit, very definitely. Chill.
Yeah.
What else?
Oh, I have another news. So yeah, today is Monday and yesterday I did a very fun activity. So I do Pilates and my teacher, like a couple months ago, she said, oh, do you know what we're going to have here? we're going to organize a puppy Pilates class. And oh my God, sign me in. And it's so smart because it's basically a puppy Pilates organization that connects with an organization that is called Abandoned Pets Portugal.
Mm-hmm.
So they basically connect and they do every other weekend these events where the abandoned pets organization like lends the baby puppies,
the baby puppies
to the puppy yogas, and they have like 3 classes per day. I think it's Saturday and Sunday, or maybe it's just Sunday, I don't know, but they have 3 classes on that day, and you can get to go and you can get to meet the puppies, and apparently like they're all being adopted like within a week.
So that's
it's really smart. It's really smart. Yeah. Because for example, a girl really connected with one of them. Like he slept on her lap the entire time.
So cute.
So yeah, I think it's good to like get to know the puppies before you.
So the place is not always in the same place. The puppy is like different places.
I don't even know if it's going to be there ever again. Yeah. But yeah, if you want to keep an eye on the organizations, it's called puppy yoga, I think. No, it's Puppyology. And then the other one is Abandoned Pets Portugal. Yeah.
That's a really nice initiative.
Yeah, really nice.
Were they very cute?
Super cute, because the mom or the dad were a German Shepherd. So they were very small, were very fluffy already.
Oh,
and two of them were so sleepy. All they did was sleep. And then the other one was like a troublemaker. He kept biting everything. I have like a little scarf. Look.
Yeah.
It was from his teeth. The teeth is like needles now. They're baby.
Growing.
So yeah, but it was really fun.
Don't they like just pee everywhere?
No, only one of them peed.
Okay, good.
Maybe they make them pee before, I don't know.
Yeah, because I was wondering, since they are so, you told me they were like 2 months old or
three
something.
Three months.
So that's, they usually don't know yet where to be.
Yeah, I think we were lucky because in the beginning of the class, they were all excited. Then throughout the class, I don't know if it was because there was like a relaxing song, they were all like sleeping like in a corner, like completely, they looked like wasted, like they were completely knocked out throughout the entire class. And then at the end of the class, they give you like half an hour to just like chill with the pets. And then they like were slowly waking up and being like, yeah, devils again.
How cute.
Yeah. Next time you need to come with me.
Yes. Sounds really fun.
Yeah.
What else? Do you have any more news?
I don't think so.
I don't think either. I think we're all catched up.
Yeah.
And today we're gonna keep talking about like the whole influencer thing.
Yes.
Because it was definitely too many questions for us to do just one episode. Mm-hmm. So
very excited to keep on this subject. And let's get into it. The next question that we received was, when working with brands, which expenses are covered? Food/travel.
Okay, so we don't have that many history of influencer trips.
Yeah.
But usually an influencer trip, it has everything covered in terms of like travel and hotel.
Yeah.
And food too.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of pointless to ask you to go somewhere and to invest your own money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think it makes sense for them to cover all that. But then from our previous experiences, we have brands that kind of want to draw you in with the whole trip thing. So there's not an extra fee. You're just going to go for the experience in exchange for some content. So they will offer you the flights, the accommodation and the food. But then there's no like budget.
Yeah.
Extra budget. Mm-hmm. But there are some brands that you have all that and extra budget.
Extra budget.
So I think there are these two different kinds, but usually all that is covered at least.
Yeah. I'm gonna like add a question that is not the next one, but it's connected, because it's, when influencers travel with boyfriends, are they covered for?
Yeah, usually yeah. Yes. There's a lot.
I think if it's like the case you were saying where there's not a fee an extra fee associated with the content, they should allow you to bring a plus one, because if they expect you to create content there, you should
exactly
be able to at least be able to like invite another influencer that you go along well with, because it's really annoying to go to a trip and know that you're gonna have to post and know that you don't know anyone and no one's gonna help you do your content, especially because like we're quite picky with our content and the way we do stuff, and we're not really, I don't think we're easy to shoot, and yeah, we're very particular and we do a lot of things like at the same time, like loads of different
types of
content. So I think we need someone we are comfortable with.
I agree. And obviously to the public watching is like, oh my God, like boyfriends are so lucky. They go on these trips for free. But I think it's just because usually boyfriends are the ones that take the content. But any type of person, if you want to bring your manager or anything, like the plus one, the main thing is to help you do your content, like you were saying. And I feel like at this point, I only go to trips if I'm invited, if I can either bring a plus one or if you're going to, because like the whole stressful part for me is just thinking that I will be there alone and need to ask for content to someone that I don't even know if they're going to be nice. Like, you have some experiences of going alone and like people not being like the best when taking your content. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's stressful because you can't make sure that your content will have the quality that it always has. Yeah. And you have like demands on the contract that you need to do during the trip. Yeah. So it's not fair if people don't want to help you. You can't do anything. And obviously there are some influencers that have other types of content that they can do, like with a front camera before going out, like a reels, getting ready. But that's not our type of content.
Yeah.
We prefer like outdoor shooting. So we can't just go on a trip and only do indoor reels. It's not our thing. So I would say it's almost mandatory to either invite influencers that are already friends or to give a plus one.
Yeah, I think it's so fair. Too. I think it's fair as well. Do brands pay all expenses during Fashion Week?
If they do, I wouldn't know.
Same girl. I don't know. Fashion Week is still a mystery to us. I think
there's so many different deals going on during Fashion Week, because I previously received deals for Fashion Week that involved a big budget and cover expenses. But that deal didn't happen for me. But at least I knew that that's kind of possible, and there's some deals like that. So whenever I see other girls, I always wonder too how their deal is. But there's also some other type of influencers and deals that just involve inviting you for the show, and you want to go so much that you end up doing a post and tagging and all that. So it's hard on Fashion Week to know if you're like someone that is trying to grab the brand's attention or already being well paid for it.
You never know. And there's people that says that Fashion Week is like crazy because you only get invitations like the week before or two weeks before. But we also know of girls that already like have the next Fashion Week planned.
All sorts of.
They know that they're going to go to certain fashion shows. So, yeah.
There's also some girls that I see that are already, like, every Fashion Week, they collaborate with the same hotels. Yeah. So they know they have, like, free stay. Great. Must be great.
Must be great. I have the worst experience with hotels. Honestly, I'm just going to put it out there. I'm going to tell you guys that every time I try to connect with a hotel, they ask me for a lot for one night.
Yeah. Like a million posts for one night.
To reels. What do you want me to do? Like to take all the pictures on your hotel bed?
Usually it's not worth it because the price of the night is not equal to the amount of posts they ask for night. So usually we just pay for our hotel and traveling when we go to Fashion Week. And once again, we are still trying to understand like how much we love Fashion Week and what it's worth it or not.
We also heard that some people pay to go to the fashion shows, right?
Yeah. I think we already spoke about that here on the podcast or something. But yeah, we heard that some people pay these kind of agencies to like get... I don't know how it works, but you just pay like this middleman agency that whatever invitations they get, they send to the people who paid.
I also know that some high-end brands have a specific number of influencers they're going to invite for each from each country.
Yeah.
So, for example, they can invite 5 French influencers to Spanish. Sometimes they don't even include Portugal. So, yeah.
That's so true. And also when they include, usually we are not like the Portuguese girls to go. Yeah. Because a lot of people don't even know we are from Portugal. So we kind of stand in the middle sometimes. And it's hard to be placed in a country that gets invited to the shows. But yeah, we don't have like a definite answer for this. I'm not sure. I can say that it's probably like 70-80% of the people at Fashion Week is paying for their own accommodation and travel.
Yeah.
But maybe some 20% are having like the whole... perfect deal.
Yeah, maybe. Must be nice.
And I always wonder if those, like, imagine you go with Prada and Prada pays for your entire stay, whatever. And then can you go to other shows while Prada is paying for
your hotel?
You know?
Yeah.
But I think that might happen sometimes.
Yeah, I think so too. Yeah, that's a very interesting point because imagine if Prada invites you and they say they cover the flight and hotel for you. And then Miu Miu also invites you. Yeah. I mean, they're from the same... Okay. And then Gucci also invites you. So it's like,
who's paying what?
Yeah. What are you going to ask for?
That's true.
Yeah.
Must be a good problem to have.
I know. Okay, next question before I get too sad. What are some red flags we should look for when we are negotiating or making a deal with brands?
Red flags.
I have
so many.
Yeah, I have one. And I already mentioned you that today. It's when a brand... it is already talking about reshooting even before you handed the content.
Yeah.
So, for example, this week I had a delivery. I'm going to have a delivery of the content and it's going to be on Wednesday. And the brand already mentioned that, for example, their words was, okay, but Sophia needs to be careful and have Thursday free because if she needs to reshoot, she needs to do it on Thursday. And yeah, it was my agent that brought to my attention how it's such a red flag that a brand is already mentioning reshooting even before anything.
It is. And some people might not know that usually on our contracts, when we do deals with brands, there's always this clause that they can ask for a reshoot. Mm-hmm. And usually I think the fair thing is one reshoot. So if they don't like something. And in my mind, it should be only if something from the brief is not respected.
Exactly.
But unfortunately that's not how it happens sometimes. They just don't like it and want you to reshoot and they have that demand on the contract, so you need to do it. But it happened to me lately that brands were asking for like 2 or 3 reshoots, not like asking after they don't like it, but asking on the contract, like having 2 or 3 reshoots. And I think that's awful because something that also happened to me before is me sending the first one, they demanding me to reshoot and then ending up picking the first one.
Yeah.
And you just did it for what? For fun? Yeah. For them to have like multiple options?
Yeah.
It's really unfair. And I think it also happened to you that they used your first.
They used. Yeah. So they said no. They asked me to reshoot. I went and reshooted. I remember I sent the second content for them. And I remember them not giving any feedback for like a week. And I casually just went to their Instagram and the first pictures were posted.
That's crazy.
And cray cray.
So they paid one content and they got two.
They get two, yeah. So
that's
illegal. So yeah, if you're starting, just keep an eye on this because it's I don't know how you can avoid it. Just but yeah, brands sometimes can be really messy.
And yeah, and shady.
Shady. What else do we have from brands? Yeah, I think not sending a brief is also something you should always ask for a briefing before you start shooting.
It happens to us that a brand asks for like a post or something, like a carousel post. And when that happened, you imagine it's like one outfit.
Yeah.
And then after you accept a rate and sometimes not like a great rate, they then send a briefing after the contract. And on the briefing, they ask for like four outfits on the carousel. And it shouldn't be the same rate as one outfit. So that's another red flag, not having the briefing prior to... Mm-hmm. signing the contract. I think mainly that. And if they are rude.
Yeah.
If they that's a red flag.
Yeah. If they ask you to be super quick when delivering the content. Oh, that's a pet peeve of mine.
Yeah.
If they ask you to be super quick, you manage your life around the date that they want. For example, you receive a package on Thursday. You have no one to shoot on Friday. I had like to beg my boyfriend for help over the weekend. And then I send the content and then they don't reply.
Yeah.
And the date of posting passes by and they don't reply.
And you left it open. You didn't post anything on the day because you're like waiting for the answer, like to go live. And they just like shit on you.
Yes. Oh, I had another recent one. I went... all over to shoot something because it needed to go live on that afternoon. So I shot the day before. And then during the morning, the item was sold out. And they were like, oh, now she needs to wait for the restock for about a month. And now I have the content like
waiting
for a month. So yeah.
Yeah. That's like red
I know
flags.
This is like first world problems for like someone listening, but it is quite annoying because sometimes it's really not that important as brands make it to be.
Yeah.
And sometimes we change our whole entire schedule around it.
But they do a lot of pressure when it's on us and when it's the brand for feedback or something, they take the time.
Yeah.
They take the time. But when it's us, like I showed you today, I was having like three emails on a row from the same brand. Like, you have the content ready. We need this. Following up.
Yeah.
So it's definitely like two different sides of the story here. I think another pet peeve or like a red flag is when they call you another name.
Same.
Yeah. It happens to me.
Yeah.
Like, or you can see that the email is like copy paste from all the emails and it came up with the wrong name. It happens also between us. Sometimes like a brand DM us. And since we are friends, I can tell that they DM like both of us at the same time and kept like your name on mine or something. Mm-hmm. Also, the other day it happened to me that they sent me a video reference. Like, we like this video of Inez and they sent me and it wasn't mine. It was from another influencer. And I was like, good, thanks. Glad you like it.
My best work.
I hate when that happens. And the other day, what happened to me that I thought it was really bad was like I was negotiating a rate and they sent me another profile of another girl saying like this girl is asking for more or less the same rate just to give a perspective because she had more followers. Yeah. Like she had like, I don't know, like 10 million or something. I was like, okay, put in perspective who, like, these are my rates. I don't really, like, I shouldn't be compared to.
Yeah,
like, if you don't want, just say no, that you don't have the budget or something. Because the profile, she did have a lot of followers, maybe because she was, like, an actress or something. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't, like, the content wasn't very, like, fashion-focused either. So I think we shouldn't compare.
Yeah, and maybe she's going to do content for them for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
In front of a wall. And you're going to take the time to make quality content because that's what you like to do.
Yeah. So we shouldn't be compared.
Yeah, of course. Well, speaking about rates, the next question is, how do you learn what to charge per post?
I think last episode we talked here that it can be hard to understand what to charge, and it's good to talk with other influencers and friends, because still today it's a little hard. And also, to be honest, like, I don't have, if you ask me what's my rate, I don't know, because it's not like a specific one. A lot of times what helps is to ask for the brand's budget first, but not all brands, because brands are smart too. So not all brands will get back to you with budget. Some will say, I would prefer for you to give me like your rates, and then we analyze internally if it fits the budget. Some others already in the first email already tell you the budget. That's perfect, because you can work around that. But my rates, they go like this, like a curve, depending on the brand. We analyze everything. Like me and my management, we are like, is this a good match for you? Is like the path that you want to go, the brands that you want to achieve. If it's something that you really want to work with, then you can lower your rates. But if it's something that doesn't match your vibe as much, you can go a little higher. Because if they say no, it's okay. It's not a dream of yours to work with them. So it's kind of hard. It's not like something that is set and not moving. It's something that moves a lot.
Yeah.
But I would say ask for budget for brands and ask your influencer friends. I get DMs from other influencers that I don't even know personally and that they are asking for rates. And then it's up to you if you want to talk about it. But if you're open and you can share your thoughts, maybe it's going to be helpful for both.
Yeah, there's a lot of TikToks as well on that.
Yeah, like, but I feel some of them are a little high.
Yeah.
I see some people talking numbers that are like crazy numbers.
Yeah.
Not that some of these people don't get them, but if you get them for like one deal, it doesn't mean that that's your average rate.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, because we have brands that we already know are going to pay better than other ones.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also there's something else, because the rate can vary a lot depending on the content, obviously. So one Instagram post or one Reels is different.
Mm-hmm.
And also one thing is usage.
Mm-hmm.
And usage can make the payment go really high.
Yeah.
And I don't understand a thing about it. So I leave my manager to it, but it can make a big difference if they ask for usage and paid advertisements, stuff like that. So it really depends.
Yeah. And sometimes brands are also sketchy on that. Sometimes they don't include the usage and then they end up using it.
They put you on the website.
Yeah.
That's crazy too.
Yeah.
And I feel it's very like, it's a new profession. So we are not very covered by the law yet. So when these things happen, like I have my face all over Shein and I can't do anything about it. And I heard other influencers that have the same problem and they try to go like to the justice and the do like a lawsuit and stuff. And it's hard because they can just like when you go through all that, they can just delete the photo on the next day. And then like it's over, you know?
It's gone.
Yeah, it's gone. It's really hard.
Yeah, it's a really new area, so it's really hard to measure everything.
Yeah, so it's not like we have like a good answer on this for you guys as like how much to charge, but I would say just go search on TikTok too and also ask people that have somewhat the same followers as you.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And if you have an agency, your agent should be able to guide you on how much you should ask. And then the next question is, how much do influencers earn per month? But
that depends a lot.
That depends a lot. And it depends on the month. Not every month is the same for us.
Yeah, exactly. Some months are like really big. Some are like zero.
Yeah.
You can get like an entire month without a job. And also, I would say some influencers prefer to have like a higher rate and do like one deal per month.
Yeah.
And some influencers might prefer to have something more regular with a lower rate.
Yeah.
Because there are some brands that try to do these retainer deals where you can have like months an entire year or so, where you have like X posts per month. And that's something certain that you know you're going to receive every single month. And for that, your rate goes really lower than normal.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to be something, it's almost like a contract for an entire year. So some influencers prefer to have that certainty and others prefer to charge a higher rate and do less posts.
Yeah. I don't think there's a preference. I prefer to do less and better paid.
True.
Because you know what? No, this is, it's a two, how do you say a two, double-edged sword?
Double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword.
A
two-edged.
How do you say a double-edged sword?
It's a double-edged sword. Because when I have a lot of work going on, I'm like, oh, I really want to shoot that thing that I bought on Vinted.
Yes.
And I really want to do like my own like outfits and not being like limited by brands, like by, because when you need to do a content for a brand, it's not only like, oh, you need to wear that pair of shoes. They're probably gonna ask you to send pictures of the outfit for approval, pictures of the location sometimes.
And
it's always, I'm always like so scared when I send content for approval for brands.
Same.
But then if I have no jobs, I'm like, damn, I suck. No one wants to work with me. So yeah.
I think our mind just, at least mine, already sets up for failure. Like when I have to send for approval, my mind is like, I should double shoot this so I have an extra option. Yeah. Because it's like, you already know it's going to be like a fail. And sometimes it's not, but it's just how my brain works. But I think it's good, like, we have the same retainer right now with the same, with a brand that is like for 6 months. Mm-hmm. And it's a really cool brand that doesn't require approval. So I think it's good to have that, because if everything else fails, we already have that for certain.
Definitely.
And it's like an easy content.
The clothes are nice as well.
The clothes are nice and doesn't need approval, which is good. And when we have like these jobs that require like location approval, like you were saying, location, outfit, everything, they are so stressful that sometimes I don't even sure if it's worth the money. Some of them are really stressful, like sending everything, the audio for approval, the audio you're going to use, the concept.
Yeah.
You need to send like outfits prior. So you need to be at your home, like placing your outfits prior.
I have one
that I did that I sent like four different outfits for approval.
And they said no four times. It's insane. And then the location. You can send a location and it's going to rain.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, how are we going to... Because there are brands that want you to shoot outdoor. There's no such thing as shooting indoor for some brands.
Yeah.
They need you specifically to be outdoor. So yeah, if it rains, this week is going to rain and we're already like screwed. We don't know what we're going to do. So...
can get tough on this.
But I don't understand. If I was a brand, I already had this conversation with you so many times, but if I was a brand and I had so many limitations, I would just get a model at this point.
Yeah. And some of the high end that we kind of like, it's not that we don't want it, because we do want to work with high end, but we already know that some of them are really picky with their content and they want you to shoot almost in a white wall.
Yeah.
So some of them might not be worth it. Obviously, like, you want to get your hands on the high-end stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, I look at like the new sponsors for like the whole high-end stuff and all the posts are the same. Just like the face of the influencer changes, but like it's a white wall with a bag.
Yeah. I don't understand like... why is it, because like there's a bunch of old-minded people behind the marketing there?
maybe they want to keep it classy, but I think it's not like just classy. It looks like it looks like a photo shoot from a lookbook or something.
Yeah I don't understand the concept of picking an influencer that already has a way of doing their stuff and a way of styling and then limiting everything that makes her who she is.
True.
But yeah. Okay, next question. What's the best PR / gift you've ever received?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
That's hard. That's hard. I love, first of all, that's the best part of our job. I love receiving stuff.
It's like Christmas.
It's like Christmas. So I don't think, like, if I say one right now, I don't think I will be very, it's going to be a very honest answer because I think I might not remember, like,
other ones
that are better. But I would say, like, either I remember the first time that I received the Anastasia Beverly Hills package.
Yeah.
The big one with all the makeup. Like, I was just starting and I used to see all these girls getting this PR package and it was like a dream. So once I received mine, it was like, I made it. And I had like 100,000 or something. But it was like such a, what the hell? Like, this makeup will last for years. Like, it was a lot, like a big box. It was crazy. So I remember that one quite well and being very overwhelmed. And then I would say probably my first high-end PR.
Yeah.
It was also very crazy. I think probably the Balenciaga bag.
Yeah. I think I was going to say that one. I didn't receive the bag, but at this more or less the same time, I received like the Crocs Balenciaga boots. And I was so excited. I was like, it was one of the happiest moments of my life.
We were so happy. And you know what happened? It ended there.
It ended there. Yeah.
No more VR.
As quick as it started, it ended.
You were like, this is the start of something.
Baby, this is the tip of the iceberg, baby. It's going to start coming. We're going to go to Balenciaga show next week.
You were like, the high-end PR is coming. This is the start of everything. We're like, ah. I was like, no.
No, it was so sad.
It was good though. It was like a good experience.
You know what I feel like it taught us, both of us, not only this situation.
Not to take it for granted. Yeah.
Now, I feel like now we know that everything that might not come again.
Might go.
Might go.
Everything that might come,
everything
might go.
That comes, go. So yeah.
We became humble.
We are very humble influencers, guys. So...
Don't take your high-end PR for granted.
No, do not. Even like trips. True. We have been invited to trips and then not invited again.
To the second one, yeah. Like the same crew, minus us.
What have we done?
We worked
like a dog.
I think, fair enough. We are not like the funnest people to go on work trips because we work on work trips. Yeah. Mind blowing. But a lot of people just focus on like the party. Great.
Yeah.
Amazing. But like maybe because we are from this smaller country and I think right now we are getting more stuff in Porto, like more coffee shops, beautiful places. But for a while we didn't have that much and it was like a city that had a lot of old buildings and stuff. So anytime we had a chance to travel, we are like, let's do content. So.
Yeah. And we really love creating content.
Yeah.
Like it's something that excites us both to plan what we're going to shoot the next day more than just like going out and getting drunk because we can do that on our...
Here.
You know?
I did this on Saturday. Look what it got. I was almost dying.
But like maybe the girls that get drunk on those trips are the ones that bond with the brand.
The team brand.
And yeah.
I always sucked at that, making connections while drunk.
Yeah.
Even I don't need to be drunk.
Yeah. No, we're not really good at forcing connections.
Forcing connections, yes.
I think we're good at making connections, not forcing connections. Yeah. Just because we know we have to.
But when we make connections, either with brands, like PR people, or with influencers on our trips, I always second guess if it's real connections. You know? I'm like, a few comments here and there after the trip, but then where are you? You know?
Yeah. Where's the love?
was the love after. Yeah. So who knows?
Yeah. I never know. That's true. And yeah, that's really true. And now that we're getting bigger, it's like, do you even like me? Why are you talking to me?
Yeah, I never know. I kind of second guess.
Yeah. I really like you.
That this would be weird after all that.
I was like, no, because I've seen your potential since the beginning.
Imagine after all this and we're working together on this podcast, you just ghosted me tomorrow. It's like I'm fed up.
Imagine you would go to my house and it's empty. My family
who had a second life, a second podcast,
a second bestie. Iris 2.0.
Our brain is like,
yeah,
crushed today.
Okay, let's see. What else do we have here that you guys want to know? How do you do content if you have no one to help you?
We don't. This is a pain in the ass for us. Mm-hmm. Let me explain. So first of all, good thing that happened was us meeting and starting shooting each other, because before that it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I was asking my boyfriend, having fights with my boyfriend. He didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. He worked an entire week and then he needs to help me. My mom is like the worst at taking pictures. So I was like, please grab a phone. And she was like,
yeah.
So before it was a nightmare, then it was for a few years, like a bunch of years, we were good on our own, just us two, and it was a big help for us to grow.
Yeah.
So if you can find a friend that has the same interest in building a platform or in shooting, that's, I think, great. And I feel like you need to be flexible. That's a key for the team to work, because first of all, like the other day you were telling me that someone was shooting with someone.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like super quick and the other one took a long time.
Yeah.
It's a key, because if you're helping each other and you have like different standards, or if someone is more picky, someone prefers like a dump with a lot of pictures and some prefer like, you need to be flexible. Or at least like the girl that is quick, she can do like 3 outfits if she
exactly.
wants. While the other one does 1. But it's better to be flexible, just like a relationship, and make it work if you guys want to shoot together. Then second, when we started getting a lot of work, we're like, okay, we need a full day to shoot each other, and we're getting a lot of work. So we ended up doing like 4 or 5 times a week.
Yeah.
Full days of shooting, and then plus the podcast.
Yeah.
It was a little crazy. So we decided that we needed some extra help.
Yeah.
And now we started having like this assistant people that come with us and just hold our phone and take pictures for us. But even with that, it's so hard.
Yeah. Yeah. Because just so you guys have an idea, because that's actually an interesting thing to talk about. We, like, if let's say one outfit right now, we're currently, if we put on an outfit, we're currently doing a carousel post.
Yeah.
We're doing probably 2 reels at the same time, 2 or 3 reels at the same time with that outfit. And it takes us like one whole morning or one whole afternoon.
Yeah.
So if we want to shoot both, we need a whole day. That's why we were like needing so much time. But now, because we got someone, sometimes I go in the morning and Iris goes in the afternoon. But yeah, even then, when it's sunny, or when it rains.
Yeah.
It's so hard. You can just have a bad day. Sometimes we're done in like 2 hours. It's very rare. But sometimes it happens. But then there's other times where we need like 5 hours.
Yeah, it really depends on the day and your mood too. And the outfits. Some outfits are more tricky to shoot than others.
Yeah.
Maybe you look shorter because you're like, I don't know, with a big ass long shorts, and then you only have a bit of your leg showing, and then you look like you're like, I don't know, 5 foot.
Yeah.
So it really depends on the day. And even with people to help us, it can be hard because either like we don't have like a full-time person with us. So sometimes our assistants that help us have other stuff going on. Mm-hmm. And these brands, they just keep on switching their timings and all, like you were saying, with the whole sold out jeans and stuff. So sometimes you need to cancel with your assistant, like in the same day.
Yeah.
You booked and then you look at the sky and it starts raining. So you need to cancel. So I feel it's really hard to make an appointment to shoot with someone and have it fixed. Yeah. You can move a lot around. So I would say the best if you're starting is a friend that has the same interest.
I agree.
Because then both of you see that it's raining and both of you understand that it's impossible to go.
Yeah. So, and also do a lot of content at home, I would say.
Yeah. True.
If you're starting, just get like a tripod. There are so many cool ones on Amazon. And yeah, just maybe you can try and go out during the weekends and shoot outside. And then during the week, you can do a lot of content indoor.
But I understand that indoor it can be really hard. Like I still don't like it. And I feel like my house is nice and all, but I still don't like it because it depends a lot on the lighting of the day outside. So I can have good lighting. Sure. And also like sometimes my room is not that clean and you need to do a lot of work cleaning it prior. And then you make a big mess and you need a lot of... It doesn't excite me. So I understand that it's hard for people. And before, like in my old place, I didn't have anywhere to shoot. Yeah. So I understand that it's not easy. And if you can find like a friend...
I saw a TikTok the other day like... That said, normalize having non-aesthetic houses to create content. And that's so true. That's so true. Like, it's so unfair that you need to have a prettier place in order to do, like, your content.
It's true. And all cleaned up and everything, like, nice and tidy.
Yeah. But I understand what you're saying. It also does not excite me at all doing content at home. I always put it off the more, like... But I feel like there are some people that might really enjoy it.
Yeah, I think probably because that's how a lot like how I started because I didn't have help. So I'm like so over it because I already know all the work. Like I used to do YouTube videos of like styling. Mm-hmm. It was a nightmare indoor in my room, styling outfits, a whole like whole ass try on hauls.
Yeah.
They were nightmares, so I don't feel like I want to do it anymore. And when a brand asked me to shoot indoor, like all these different outfits, I get like, can it be outdoors, please?
Yeah, I'm the same. It's just more exciting. Yeah.
Yeah. But a shooting buddy is your best option.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, so we have two last ones. The first one is, do you answer your own emails or does your agency that? Does your agency do?
Okay. The agency replies to the emails, yes. But you still have full access, which is good. And sometimes in an emergency, I reply. Like if my agent is not replying and I need like an answer straight away, I just take the email and reply.
Wow, she takes the power.
No,
she takes the lead. Yeah. Yeah, as you should.
Obviously.
Are you sleeping? Are you slacking off?
Yeah. Usually they do everything for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's really good. And one of the main reasons why we joined the agency is because it takes quite a while to reply to all of the emails and reading the contracts. Things like you were saying, like... saying that we need to reshoot 3 times can just pass by you quickly and maybe it's something that our agent notices and asks.
Even with agents it can happen to kind of lose some information along the way. It happened to me before, like I don't know, forgetting to mention there's like a story or an approval date and then when we get to see like we missed something. So even then it can happen, but it's definitely like a big help to have someone replying to the emails.
I agree.
It's probably the best part of having an agency.
I think so too. Yeah, and having them negotiate the rates for you because before I sucked at negotiating rates. Yeah.
And like we were saying, the thing about like defining your rate, if you're in an agency, they obviously have an idea of what your rate should be, but they also have other girls or other guys, influencers on the agency. So sometimes what happens is that a brand reaches out and they talk within the agency to see if someone worked with a with a brand before to know what kind of budget they have. Yeah. So that's a good help.
I agree.
Okay, last one.
Oh my gosh.
How is your daily routine as an influencer?
One thing that is good is not like a very defined routine, which I like to give you some kind of freedom. And some weeks we have a lot of work, some other weeks are more chill. But I think we mentioned here that the perfect balance right now for us is three days creating content, like three days creating
shooting outside.
Shooting, exactly. Yeah. And then the other 2 days of the week being focused more on the podcast, or sometimes you spend so much time at home just selecting pictures, sending for approval,
editing posting,
editing reels.
It's actually insane. I was thinking like 2 days ago that sometimes we spend so much time during the week creating content that we don't have time to post the content.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like today I'm not posting.
An epiphany the other day. I was like, this does not make sense because I'm postponing old content to create new content, and I don't even post the old one. It's like insane.
Yeah, it is. You need time to post, to edit, all that. And if you're always on the go, just shooting, 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 then you're like not even appreciating like the content you're making. You're taking like 5 minutes of your day to post in a hurry. Yeah. So I feel it's a good balance.
I agree.
So go out, do your outfits, makeup, go shoot, and come home. Sit on your bed a little bit, editing, posting, replying to comments, doing stories, stuff like that. That's usually our routine. And also we have the podcast, so that's something else.
Yeah, yeah. So we need to plan our episodes each week. We need to like have little brainstorms of things we want to bring to the podcast.
Like themes for our balls.
Yeah. And yeah, and it takes us a lot of time to make selections for brands as well.
Oh yeah, that's something else we never mentioned here. But true, sometimes you have like an entire website to create like few outfits. You need to send a lot for them to send to you. And also like calling the shipping companies and customs. It's really annoying.
Dealing with customs,
That's something else. And doing invoices, the more boring part.
Paying taxes.
It's the good part. But it's the more annoying. I hate doing invoices.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's a lot involved. And if you're always shooting, it gives you really few time to take care of all the other things that involves. So I think 3 times per week has been
it's like the best balance.
The golden number.
I agree. Okay. We are done with your questions. I hope you guys enjoyed. And we're definitely going to do more episodes about this.
Yeah, I hope you guys feel inspired to start creating too, in case this is something that you want to do. Yeah. And if you have more questions, I know we're always mocking that you guys have a lot of questions about this. But obviously, if you have more, feel free to add to the comments. And we'll eventually do another episode about this.
Yeah. And I believe we have a game.
We do one of our favorites.
One of our favorites.
It's how do you say
for it? 50K?
A regular for 50K. Yeah. So if you don't know, for 50K is a game we played here before, and it's a game that we played before the podcast. So we used to play this just as two for fun when we were out and about, just like shopping or looking at our window shopping.
Yeah.
So we were just hanging out and we looked at horrendous stuff and used to ask each other if we would do it for 50K.
Yeah.
We decided to bring this game to the party, and we this time, because last time we played it, we just talked about concept. So we tried to explain like this brand and post, and the other had to say if they would do it for 50K. This time we try to bring images of specific products that we need to share for 50K on our Instagrams at first.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I love this game.
It's so fun. Okay, so first thing, for 50K.
Oh my God, look at them. The Jeffrey Kemp. Okay, so I was obsessed with his shoes back in the day. Okay. This is a road down memory lane.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the boots, the sandals. Not so much with the toes showing, not my thing.
You had to show the toe, okay? Not wearing socks.
Not socks?
No. No socks.
This is just image, no concept. You're going too far.
Oh, okay. You can put it.
Because with the socks, I would do it for 50K, I think.
You would?
Because I could say something like that, like, went down memory lane, Tumblr vibes, and bring back that funny story attached to the post. Yeah. That's just my mind, like, kind of justifying it. But if I can't put socks on, like,
I think it's cool if we add the concept.
Oh my God. Oh my God, you're killing me here. Yeah, with the little toe appearing and two,
like
two
the little
nails,
three fingers.
The two nails, I can't. Not even for 50K. So you're making my job hard. I was just about to accept 50K. Okay, it's a no.
Okay.
We can move on. No fucking way. I love that it's from Temu.
My cheeks are hurting.
Oh my God. This could be... Wait. This could be a vibe.
Yeah? I have no restrictions this time. Of course you cannot wear a jacket covering it.
Oh my God.
You can put like a little bikini over the nipples.
Oh, that would be so fun. I think that would be a vibe.
Yeah?
With a little bikini over the nipples. Saying like, I got my dead body for the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do
you
it.
You would?
I would do it.
You would do it? No, you wouldn't.
With a little bikini. Like a pink bikini. And some jeans. I think it's a vibe.
Okay.
I would do it.
Okay. I believe you.
No. This you went back to Tumblr vibes, yeah. Like really, really deep. No, this I wouldn't.
No?
No. This is like is everything not, wrong with this? Like leggings? Like leggings is bad. The whole pattern, like
the planet?
The universe on my legs.
Meet universe.
Oh my God. So I only have 50K. What is it? Is this the full outfit?
Yes. That's the full outfit you need to do. You would need to wear.
Oh my God. Like, first of all, who is this?
I think that's the character from...
Betty. Ugly Betty. No, I wouldn't. I would do if it was just the tights.
Okay. Just the strip green and black.
Strip green and black tights.
It's giving Halloween.
It's giving, but I think I could try to make something work with just the tights. The rest, like, I couldn't. The whole pink cardigan with a belt, like a zebra
a
belt.
Zebra belt, and then
on top.
And then the balloon dress with flowers. I don't understand.
It's a lot
I
going on.
I do not understand. It's a lot.
Oh my God, it's the last one, right?
I'm not sure if I put an extra one.
Oh, of course you did. Oh my God. Is this Zendaya? How
that's
did she Zendaya. Wear this?
That's one of the ugliest things Zendaya ever worn.
Because she usually slays every red carpet.
Yeah. She must have changed stylists.
Good thing. It was a good move, definitely.
But yeah, it's giving Picasso.
It's Picasso. I like it because, no, I wouldn't, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Saying it's goodbye to like, my 50K.
It's just the shape, isn't it, as well? Like,
it's everything.
The shoulders out, the pencil skirt. And then,
first of all, I wouldn't do any pencil skirt for 50K. Because yeah. It's not, like, fitting on my body. Then, like, polka dots.
On top.
Maybe if they are, like... just the polka dots. But then we have, like, this skirt, this bottom part that is, like... looks like a flag from a country that never existed. This is crazy, you know? Unfortunately. And even like the length is so weird. Like
so
just below
unflattering, yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god. We have like a headpiece with a lot of feathers. Looks like a wedding cake on top of my head. You're making me go poor.
Not go poor because you're not going rich. Even just not going rich.
From all these six, I could only take one deal. One deal, and it's like a dead bod. Oh, you were a mean girl. Let's see how much money
Let's
you will
see
make.
How much money I make? Maybe zero. Okay.
You know what would be fun? To have like our followers send us stuff
too.
Oh,
yeah.
So, our listeners. Maybe on the next one.
Yeah. Let's do that. Okay. Okay, slay. Is this the whole outfit?
It's a little more avant-garde.
Birds.
It's giving birds.
Isn't it?
The skirt is giving like trash skirt.
For 50k.
She's thinking about it.
Oh my god, you can literally see the panties under the skirt.
You can't. But a lot of people are wearing just panties now. As like high-end.
It's like a little trash bag. No, I wouldn't accept it. I'm sorry.
It would be a moment.
I'm sorry. I would be unfollowed by many. Okay, let's see the next one. Wow.
It's very modern painting.
Yeah.
Contemporary painting style. And it's just a dress, not a full outfit. Just a dress.
Just a dress.
With a lot of different colors. You can play
around.
You
know what? I would.
See?
For 50k, I would.
See?
I think I would make it work.
It's kind of like tennis.
I would
Lacoste
sell my
vibes.
Soul. I would be selling my soul. But I would go to the Bahamas next.
I believe you could do a good styling of that
yeah.
dress.
Definitely a styling.
A styling. A styling.
Okay. I have 50k so far.
Good.
Let's see the next one. Aw, these are kind of cute.
This is the mischief
big
yellow boots.
And it's yellow, not
with
red.
Crocs.
I like that it's yellow and not red. You know what?
Oh my god. You could make 100k.
Wait, no, I could make 100k.
Putting the dress with the boots.
With the yellow boots.
See?
No, I wouldn't put it together. But I would do the boots. I think I would do them. I would do like an outfit, like a very basic outfit, like jorts, white tank top,
mm-hmm.
and then like a cool
bag,
jacket. And then the whole post would be kind of for fun, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Like, yeah. Funsies.
For funsies.
I would love to see that post.
Not to
like
me.
The little feet appearing through the holes of the Crocs.
Can I not wear socks? No socks?
No,
that's a lot of those.
You can.
Okay, thank you. You're being so much nicer than I was.
Just imagine like the little... How do you say it? Not fingers, but toes. Little toes coming through the holes. Oh my
god. Coming out?
Like coming out of the holes.
Poking. Like,
oh my gosh.
Okay, I have 100k so far.
Make it rain.
What is this?
Those boots.
What is this?
It's like frog legs. But it has a little Burberry in them.
Malu.
Burberry print.
Malu would wear them.
Malu would rock them. Or Easy.
I wouldn't. If it was like No, I wouldn't.
It's the toes that are turning you off.
No, even if you were to remove the toes, I wouldn't.
Really, I think if you remove the toes, it can work.
But it's like, what is even this? It's like flower. It's like a flower, a weird flower, and then you have more flowers here.
It's a patchwork. I know you love it. A patchwork.
It's a no. Let's see the next. Oh, it's a chicken bag.
It's cute.
I think it's kind of cute. It's not my vibe at all. But I know Emma Chamberlain used to wear one. Like,
oh,
that.
Cute.
But she's more avant-garde. For 50k, let me imagine if I received this deal on my inbox. I don't think I would do it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think so.
I think for me, that would be probably be the easiest of them all today. Because it's just a bag. You can play around with a simple outfit. But I think she's so cute. I don't know if it's rubber. It looks like rubber.
It looks like rubber. It's really cute, but I just don't think it matches me. If it was my bird.
Oh my god, how cute.
Like, if it was like
oh
green,
my god,
I would do it.
Or
I think
rabbit.
It's because it's a chicken. Yeah, if it was a rabbit, I would accept it. Or like a sausage dog.
Oh, there's one like yeah. That. It's so
I
nice.
Think it's because it's a chicken. It's putting me off.
You have something against chickens?
Maybe. Not the biggest fan. Oh, it's the last one. Oh.
Well, you're richer than me.
Yeah, I can share.
Good.
I can share.
You can give me the chicken deal.
I can give you the chicken deal. I can be like, you know what? I have a profile for you guys.
I have a friend that's waiting for this.
I have a lot of work in my hands right now, but she's gonna go crazy.
She is chicken lover.
Yeah.
That's it for this episode.
That's it for this episode. I had a lot of fun, as always.
And it's time to take a new theme for next Monday.
Pink Ball Time. Let's see what comes out. ASMR. Crazy job experiences.
Fun. I'm really interested to see what our listeners work. Like, where our listeners work at and, like, the craziest things that they ever experienced.
Yeah, it's such an interesting job for us because I had an internship. That's it. I never had, like, a real job and you had one.
And it's fun because we spent two episodes talking about our jobs and now we're going to hear about yours.
Your jobs.
So it's going to be fun.
It's going to be really fun. So, yeah.
Thank you so much for watching, as always. Don't forget to subscribe and follow us on Instagram. Our potty has an Instagram too. So that's usually where we share everything on the stories about the next episode. Yeah. So don't forget to follow us there.
Yeah. We love you. Thank you so much for watching and see you next week.
Love you.
Bye.